What makes up a person? If you peel back the skin and rummage through all the gunk and goo on the inside, that's made me feel a bit sick. What would you find? Well, today we found love. To truly find love, you need a woman. I know some men think differently, but I never wanted to be a hermit. I've never really had much in common with girls, which is confusing really, considering that I do actually have a lot in common with girls. Like a girl,
my voice never broke.
And like a girl, I've always liked playing with dolls. The only difference is I can't cook. Or produce milk. I like them so much that sometimes I dress up as them. But for some reason, this seems to scare them, so I only do it at night now. I remember when I was 4, asking my mum if I could wear my sister's ballet dress. And she said that
I could, just providing that I didn't go outside.
So I danced and danced around in front of the television, watching my reflection on the screen. I looked great on TV. To this day, I've always wondered what would have happened if I had gone outside. Would I be here now to tell the tale? The first time I kissed a girl was when I was 11 at primary school. It was Christmas, and I was cutting out a large picture of Santa Claus. When Jean Davis beckoned me into the playground, I liked Jean, even though she did once knock me out with my Humpty Dumpty pump bag. She pressed me up against the roundabout. I'd no idea what she was doing, but it gave me a strange feeling inside, and I couldn't keep a straight line on Santa after that. The first time I offered a girl my heart, I did just that. I made a little heart out of modelling clay that I gave to Adele Beaumont. Oh, she was lovely. She was as thin as me. Caught up with her on the playing field with my heart clenched in my hand. At first, we were very happy together, but within minutes, she realised she couldn't love me and threw me out on the playground where it broke into two little pieces. Sadly, I was too young to appreciate the ironic symbolism. My most recent relationship was with Debbie Bucknell. But sadly, it came to a grisly end after I set off a party popper behind her head as she was curling her eyelashes. She jumped 6 feet in the air and pulled all her lashes out. I still keep them in the Rupert the Bear diary that she bought me one Christmas. They've gone a bit funny now. Maybe I should have kept them in the fridge. But I did manage to find love. And strangely, if it hadn't been for my first kiss, we would never have met.